From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A number of Caribbean islands on storm alert. Montserrat dealing with its volcano threat while keeping an eye on tropical storm Iris. The authorities in Bridgetown describe a ban against Guyanese seafood as just a precautionary measure. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Storm warnings are in effect on a number of islands in the East Caribbean, from Barbados north to Anguilla and St. Martin, as tropical storm Iris approaches. For the latest, I'm joined by Ed Rappaport from the Hurricane Center in Miami. Ed, which islands are currently being threatened?
Well, you've mentioned the range of islands that could be affected by tropical storm Iris. The maximum winds are about 60 miles per hour and are centered about 50 miles or so to 100 miles east of Martinique at this time.
Of course, Iris started off as a hurricane. What are the current speeds?
The current maximum winds are about 60 miles per hour, but the tropical storm has been on a weakening trend over the last 12 to 24 hours and may weaken further over the next day or so.
So the likelihood of it gaining any strength?
At this point, we don't see much strength being gained until at least the system passes by the islands.
What sort of conditions can the islands expect when it makes land?
There will be wind speeds up to about 60 miles per hour, perhaps some higher gusts, and there could be rainfall totals as well of 5 to 10 inches.
Is it too early to tell exactly which island it could hit specifically?
Well, there is some extent to this storm, so there may be several islands affected. At this point, we can also say that with the weakening trend occurring, that perhaps the extent of bad weather will be somewhat limited to the middle of the islands.
Montserrat already has problems with its volcano. Does this storm pose any threat to that island?
They may receive winds of tropical storm force, which would be of at least 39 miles per hour. But there should not be significant damage, if any, caused by the winds for this particular storm.
Any words of advice you'd have for the Eastern Caribbean islands?
Well, again, they should be monitoring the progress of the storm. The most significant threat will be those islands that get the center portion of the storm and probably the rainfall associated with that center portion.
Ed Rappaport on the line from Miami. Over the past 3 days, some 1,000 Montserratians have flown into Antigua on Liat. The airline has laid on extra charter flights to cope with the increased demand for seats. In addition, Wind Air, which serves the Dutch Windward Islands with 21-seater planes, has been making two flights in and out of Montserrat each day. And Montserrat is this evening a little more concerned about tropical storm Iris than the continuing threat of a volcanic eruption. Chief Minister Reuben Meade says monitoring of both the storm and the volcano are priorities. I asked him whether yesterday's exodus from Montserrat was continuing as island residents flee a possible eruption.
I'm not aware of people leaving in any panic-stricken conditions. During the first day, we had about 1,000 people leaving. The second day, about 420. Today, we're not really having any significant numbers going off.
We've had reports of persons turning up in Antigua, in St. Martin, and almost very worried.
The more anxious individuals will get worried no matter what you tell them. But each volcano behaves differently.
We know you've had tent city difficulties overnight. Have these been dealt with?
We had high winds, and the tents which were housing about 500 individuals, 13 of the 56 tents came down as a result of the high winds and the heavy rains. But all of those individuals were housed in covered shelters.
There are reports, Chief Minister, that the official line that everything is under control and being handled properly by the authorities is not quite accurate, and a number of people are dissatisfied.
Well, I think you're asking the wrong person that question. The ones who are dissatisfied would have to answer that one.
But are you satisfied that your government is doing all it can under the circumstances?
The government is doing all that it can, is expending all of the energies it can. We have the best scientists around the world advising us, and we will make the decisions only on the basis of advice from those scientists.
Are you happy that the British government is doing all it can to assist Montserrat?
The British government has been extremely supportive.
Montserrat's Chief Minister Ruben Mead and the Overseas Development Agency in Britain is sending its humanitarian advisor to Antigua to assist in the temporary settlement of Montserratians. Dr. Gilbert Greenhall flew out to St. John's today. He has vast experience in such situations, having worked most recently in Rwanda and Bosnia. The British Foreign Office has already agreed on the first tranche of funds to cover the cost incurred by the Antigua government in taking care of Montserratians. An FCO spokesman told Caribbean Report that in the event of a mass evacuation, the facilities in Antigua may not be suitable. As a result, the United States, Dutch, French, and other Caribbean governments are being consulted to examine the options. In addition, efforts are being made to get a portable generator to the north of Montserrat because the island's main power station is near to the volcano and it could be knocked out during an eruption.